It's amazing what grabs your ear and what makes people listen. I remember growing up in North Carolina with farm reports on the radio. Hey, it's a tobacco state. When I lived in Togo in West Africa, people used to tune in religiously at noon to hear the death notices on the radio. I get that. Extended families in a small country. You want to know who died. But this next story surprised even little old me. It's about something called the shipping forecast, which our friends at BBC Radio have been airing for a long time. Our producer in London, Leo Hornack, has been checking it out as part of an occasional series about unique uses of radio around the world. You can call it Radio on Radio. Tell us what the shipping forecast is, Leo.
Well, Marco, if I was to just describe it, that probably wouldn't do justice to it. So I'm going to let you hear a little bit first.
Another shipping forecast. Viking north and south Utsira 40s. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later.
What you're hearing is an audio tour around the British Isles. Each of those place names is an area of sea. And effectively what it is it's a weather report, a shipping forecast. It's been broadcast since the 1920s in more or less exactly this style on the BBC. Mm. And for people all around the UK, it's something that they associate with the very end of the day. It's the culmination, the final piece of broadcasting on many of the main BBC radio stations. So wherever you are, you kind of know that the day is coming to an end when you turn on the radio and you hear these slightly hypnotic, somnambulant sounds, these far-off place names, wave-ridged place names that you can hear probably a little bit under my voice right now.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of curious because there are lots of people not just kind of using this to note the end of the day, but they're obsessed with this. And they're not even near any of these weather patterns being reported at sea. It'd be like, you know, me listening to a weather forecast from Tierra del Fuego while I'm sitting here in Boston. I mean, why?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. It's funny. I was just talking to some of my colleagues in the BBC office here. And I just mentioned that I was about to do an item about the shipping forecast. And there was instant fascination.
Wow.
I mean, people started to say, oh, but I remember that as a child. And it's something that is a shared memory. It's part of Britain's identity, I think. I spoke to the Daily Telegraph's radio critic, Gillian Reynolds, about this. And here's what she said.
It captures the imagination because it makes you feel part of a community you're not. If you're washing the dishes at 12:30 and you're feeling all alone, there's the shipping forecast to keep you company. You're with other people listening to this strange thing.
And Leo, proof the shipping forecast is part of the national identity in the UK. It's actually inspired poetry.
One of the most powerful and evocative uses was by Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet, the Nobel Prize winner. And he wrote a whole sonnet based on the words of the shipping forecast and also of this idea of an ancient maritime culture that is kind of piped into your bedroom late at night.
Dogger, Rockall, Mallon, Irish Sea. Green swift upsurges, North Atlantic flux, conjured by that strong gale warning voice.
And that was Seamus Heaney reading his poem, his sonnet, inspired by the shipping forecast. Leo Hornack in London, aside from people in the UK washing their dishes and getting some late-day comfort from the shipping forecast, is it really needed still?
Marco, that's a very insensitive question. I'd rather you hadn't
I'm
asked
so
it.
I'm so sorry. Okay. But shall we end it here?
The answer is quite embarrassing that it's probably not. I mean, of course, all the actual people in fishing boats and commercial trawlers, they're not tuning into their long-wave radios at 1 in the morning. They've got GPS and internet access. So if they need to know where the gale is, they have much more immediate means. But that is a rather sensitive topic, and I don't think that there's any chance anytime soon of the shipping forecast being cancelled in this country.
Leo Hornack, thanks a bunch.
No problem, Marco. Thank you.
The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north and south Utsira 40s, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or poor becoming good.